A domestic violence conviction should prevent someone from buying a gun, but it's not that simple. Cities across the country hope to make it harder. They're raising red flags to keep guns out of the hands of abusers. Reporting for Guns in America, Anthony Cave has the story. A note for listeners, the story contains depictions of violence.
Stephanie Bond almost lost it all. One day back in 2010, her husband of nearly 22 years told her he wanted to discuss something with her privately.
He called me into the bedroom, and he pulled out a 45 caliber gun and shot me three times in our walk-in closet with three of the four children at the home. After he shot me, he put the gun in his mouth and killed himself and died next to me.
Bond is a survivor of domestic gun violence. 3 months before the shooting, her husband assaulted her for the first time. She says she's lucky to share her story, and she's not alone. According to U.S. Department of Justice data, more than 4 million women have been threatened with a gun. Almost 1 million women have been shot or shot at by their partner.
These women are, one, ashamed. They're embarrassed. They still blame themselves, like, I coulda, shoulda, woulda, shoulda done something different. They're hesitant to reach out to help.
Domestic violence often escalates. And when there's a gun involved, the consequences are only more dangerous. That's why a number of cities, from Seattle to Columbus, Ohio, are launching new programs aimed at keeping guns out of the hands of domestic abusers. In Dallas, officials have expanded what gets flagged in the system as a conviction for domestic violence. Take a misdemeanor crime like assault without visible injury. This charge usually results from a violent push or a shove. Now, someone convicted of this kind of domestic violence gets reported to the Texas Department of Public Safety. That's shared with the FBI system that conducts background checks, and they're barred by federal law from purchasing a gun.
It's educating people in terms of what it actually looks like in the beginning stages.
That's Dallas Municipal Court Judge Preston Robinson. He and his gavel decide which domestic violence cases get reported.
It normally starts out with some sort of emotional abuse. And then from emotional, we move to some small physical abuse. And then after that physical abuse, I keep saying it's a graduation. Then we graduate, and eventually we do graduate, unfortunately, to something with firearms.
Without this program, there are loopholes. For one, getting someone's name on the FBI's background checklist is voluntary. States have to submit it. And two, while federal law does ban gun purchases for those convicted of domestic violence misdemeanors, there are exceptions.
Federal policy doesn't include boyfriends.
Susan B. Sorensen studies domestic violence at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia.
It doesn't include non-marital relationships unless the people have been living together, unless they have a child in common. And we know that there's all sorts of ways that people partner these days that don't involve children or living together.
Dallas's new law applies to any dating relationship.
A central human right is to be safe. And if we want to really support that, we have to look at these things that are very uncomfortable to look at, which includes violence in our most intimate of relationships.
Back in Dallas, the city's policy to report more domestic abusers is just a few months old, but at least 9 convictions have already been flagged. As for Stephanie Bond, she has recovered physically, but there are still psychological scars. She's optimistic about programs like the one in Dallas.
The most important piece for me as a survivor is the fact that it brings awareness to domestic violence in its own identity. It's its own vacuum, and it's not lumped in with so many other misdemeanors, crimes.
The hope is a focus on domestic violence could stop relationships from becoming deadly. For Guns in America, I'm Anthony Cave.